Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSE Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. Well, you know, where do we begin today? The violent act against an innocent people occurred again yesterday evening in Gilroy, California. I have a little bit of the headlines here. It was hard to find anything new. I think they're still looking for a second gunman. They don't know for sure if he was a gunman, if he was just a part of it, or if he even exists. I think they must have a good idea that something exists because they're looking awful hard. But three, at least, are dead. And this last one I had, I've heard 12 all along, but this last one I got was, says 11 were injured. I heard at one point it was 15. Just open fire. And now we've all been to these festivals, these rallies, they're not rallies, they're festivals, you know, they're selling something. This is called the Gilroy Garlic Festival, and I guess it has a lot to do with food, obviously. People take their families, their children, and one of the dead is a six-year-old. Innocent. Out to have a good time that day. But not to happen. The violent act against innocent people. It wasn't the gun. They like to point out it was a machine gun. That's what they were saying on the news last night. And it wasn't the fence cutters that they found, that they used to cut their way in on the outskirts of this festival. It was evil minds who do not respect life, who look to kill for the thrill and the attention. They must hate their own lives. A sick and lost America brings this kind of evil. We as a people have lost our way. We can't even take care of ourselves. Perhaps I'm sounding off here, but think about it, really. Where are we as a people today? We are constantly being dictated by and to by politicians. And today they will begin their touting once again on gun control, our Second Amendment right. Oh, they'll go on and on about it's about our safety and this should never happen again, which I agree, it should never happen again. It keeps happening because Americans have guns, that's what they say. However, it continues to escalate. Big events like this, the more gun control they legislate. Because the innocent aren't able to defend themselves. They obey the laws. But those with fence cutters or whatever kind of tool they use to get in, they do not. Now, I don't know whether this person, they're not giving names out, if they had their gun legally or illegally, it really doesn't matter. But it's a shame that we have so many in what we once were a Christian nation, so lost and confused. People that don't even know what sex they are. Yeah. We're a mess. So let's look at today's news, and let's be sure to pray for these victims, pray for the police as they continue to work through this and investigate and as they're searching, pray for the families and the community of yesterday's evil act, and pray for this nation as a whole. Let's do our best, you and I, to bring America together as one people and stop letting the politicians divide and control and conquer a free people, turning us into dependent people on government. I look through the news. I took a weekend off. I don't normally get a weekend off. I go home, but I don't normally get a weekend off. I have a girlfriend and her husband, and they have a place down at the Lake of the Ozarks, and I spent the weekend pretty much doing nothing at the Lake of the Ozarks. We did a lot of floating in the water and a little sunshine and a whole lot of food, and we did a little shopping. Not much, but a little bit. Didn't have much money, so there wasn't a whole lot of shopping done. Just relaxing with good friends. But then when I try and I figure out what the news is going on, once in a while I looked at my phone. I didn't have it stuck to my hand like I normally do. But once in a while I looked at it, and I would see news pop up here or pop up there. And this is one thing that popped up last evening. And I hadn't heard what was going on, but it's about Baltimore. And Bernie Sanders says Baltimore looks like a third world country. Well, you know, we have many places in the United States now that look like that. There's places in the state of California. So many homeless on the streets, living on the streets. What's that look like to you? They got these beautiful buildings that they're sleeping in front of or beside or whatever. They think nothing is shooting up right there in front of God and everybody, as the old saying goes, or relieving themselves one way or the other, right in front of everyone, families, children. So, Bernie, why do you think that is? Why do you think Baltimore looks like a third world country? Even the mayor, of course, she has resigned under a scandal regarding the university and some kind of a book deal. I don't know what it was. Don't really care. They're corrupt. They're selfish. They're greedy. They'll do anything. They lack integrity. But Baltimore is run by the Democrats. And you can see what it looks like. I mean, she's walking through and she goes, oh my gosh, you can smell the dead rats. Would you just tear all this down? Ignoring the lives that are trying to exist there. And in some of these other big cities, Detroit is a mess. I can't remember the location exactly in California where all this homeless is. But it's a mess. It's probably more than one city there. Democrat run. Now, I'm not blaming just the Democrats. But they are run by the Democrats, Bernie. This is what your socialism will look like, not just in Baltimore, but even in, not just in the big cities. But they want to tear down rural America, too. And let me tell you, rural America has been on its downward fall economically for a long time. If you take a drive through rural America, go through some of the county seats. That's what used to be thriving. And look at them now. They may have a courthouse. We have a beautiful courthouse here in California, I think. It could always use a little work, but they've been working on it. But the square around the courthouses, they used to be thriving with businesses. They're falling down and dilapidated, yes, right here, next door to me, falling down and dilapidated. So what happened, America? What happened? You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're going to go through some news articles. I will open up phone lines, but we're going to keep it on task. And you need to keep them short and sweet, so we can get many callers in. 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And we will be right back. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, home on the range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the range. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. Before we go on with some of the other news and some of the things I want to share with you, we're going to go to William in Delaware. He wants to make a comment on the shooting. William, how are you doing today?
Yes, good morning. Sad day, Festival. I was out there about 11 years ago when my cousin in that area, and it's a shame that this was chosen, but possibly a motive. There are a couple reports on social media from this 19-year-old young man who did the act, meaning the shooter. Apparently, since he was 14 or 15, he was on, you guessed it, psychotropic black label medications for psychosis and, quote, I guess, keeping him under control in school. I mean, where have we heard this before?
Oh, my.
There you go.
My. Yeah.
The
it's
same
almost
thing.
100%, isn't it? It's almost 100%. It's almost 100% with these shooters that they've
it
been
always
or
is.
Are on these drugs, yes.
Yes, prescription psychotropics. All right, let me go. Let more people get in.
Okay, well, let me make a plea out real quick, William, before you hang up.
Sure.
I want people to write President Donald Trump just a really short verse and say, 100% of these that have done these shootings, the common denominator are psychotic drugs or whatever you call them.
Yeah, they're
Please look into it. Please investigate these more thoroughly than they have been. I believe the FDA just makes money. I appreciate it, William. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Beth Ann. Bye.
We're going to go to Jake in Nebraska. I think he's a little off topic. But Jake, what you got? Oh, you hung up. He hung up. Okay. He hung up. Jake was a little off topic, but he can talk another time about that. Going to Baltimore. I want to visit that just a little bit. I know we talked about it already, but I do want to visit that. Now, I don't know how many of you have looked at the pictures of what they were showing, but they're dilapidated, boarded up brick buildings that I'm certain at one point in time were something very, very nice in that community. I don't know how many years ago, but a long time. And the dilapidated buildings that are around the courthouses, the county seats in America, particularly rural America. Why? Why do we have these dilapidated buildings? Why do we have so many Americans? They want to feel sorry for these illegal immigrants coming across this border, looking for a better life. What about Baltimore? What about Detroit? What about San Francisco or San Diego or wherever that is that they've been showing it? I'm sure it's in more than one city. What about the homeless in Kansas City? What about the homeless in St. Louis, Missouri? What about our big cities? The majority of the big cities. Now, my brother, who is not necessarily, in fact, he'll tell you, I'm not a Republican. He made the comment a couple of weeks ago to me, he said, every one of these cities is run by Democrats. Every single one of them. Now, we were getting a little curious this morning, so we looked up who the governor of Maryland is there with Baltimore, and he's a Republican, but he says he gets reelected because he doesn't act like a Republican. Don't be mistaken. Republicans can be pretty, well, they are. They're globalists, many of them. The majority of them, I'd say. So what happened, America? What happened to lose our prosperity? What happened to take away the will of the people to work and take pride in what they do? What happened to America that we've become a people pointing fingers and blaming others for when we're downtrodden? What happened, America? What happened to people who were responsible for their actions? What happened? What happened, America? To a people that knew who they were. Men were men and women were women. I know. Gonna get in trouble, Beth. Gonna get in trouble. I really can't be in any more trouble than I'm in sometimes, people. Sitting here day in and day out, struggling to pay the bills just to keep your voice on the air. What happened, America? What happened was America got comfortable. Americans became comfortable. And all of a sudden, we don't know who we are. We're totally and completely lost. And the cycle, and you know, I'm going to come up with it here. I didn't plan it, so I don't have it in front of me. But the cycle of where we are, from bondage, I believe that's how it starts out. Hang on, let me find. Oh, here he is. He's throwing it at me. Rudy's throwing it at me because I'm trying to find it on the computer. This is what happened, America. Now, I want you to cue in on the words in this verse. I don't know who wrote it. From bondage to spiritual faith. Now, I want you to stop and think. We went through a civil war. We had bondage. We had people in slavery. Before the Civil War, and we're talking about our black brothers and sisters at that time with the Civil War. It was a dark time for this nation that we did that. but we were a growing nation and a growing people. But there were white people, yellow people. You know, what's the song? Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world, red and yellow, black and white. They are precious in his sight. We don't believe that anymore, do we? I do. But we were a bondage, we were a people in bondage to a king who was tyrannical. He would whip you whether you were white or black or yellow or purple or whatever color you were. He didn't care. If you weren't doing his bidding, his way, he would beat you. From bondage, there's no place to turn when you're down. To spiritual faith. So concentrate on that a little bit. Where is our spiritual faith, America? From spiritual faith to great courage. All of a sudden, those founding fathers, they had had enough. Now, I'm using this for us, but it could be any nation. From courage to liberty, they fought back. I'm not going to take it anymore. From liberty to abundance. I mean, we're a free people, free markets. We can do whatever we want. We can own property, own our land. We don't have to pay taxes. From abundance, all of a sudden, to complacency. From complacency to apathy. You know, I don't care. It's happened to somebody. It's in Baltimore. It's not here in California, Missouri. That's in Baltimore. I don't care about their rats. From apathy to dependence. From dependence right back in to bondage. That's where we are, America. We have followed this cycle of human nature. And because we had abundance, we didn't have the worries anymore. We didn't have to worry about, we had steak on our plates. You know, vegetables were optional. We didn't have to have the vegetables. We had what we wanted, and we were comfortable. And then we became too comfortable. We just lay back and stick our feet up on the sofa and watch TV. While Baltimore crumbles. While the county seats in rural America crumble. Because we allowed ourselves to let somebody else rule. We're going into a break. I do have a caller holding. Larry, I appreciate you being patient. We'll get to you when we come back from this break. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. Are you ready to stop being complacent? To stop being in bondage and lift yourself up with spiritual faith? That's what's missing, America. And we will be right back.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to Beth at csctalkradio.com.
sustainable development or sustainable freedom? We cannot have both. Henry Lamb, the founder and executive president of Freedom 21, put together a unique booklet explaining Agenda 21 and the true agenda behind it. Learn the new language and what it means to you and your community. Agenda 21 is a UN project for America and across the globe. Freedom as we know it will end when Agenda 21 is implemented to us and on this land we call free America. Control of land, rivers, food, roads, highways. Rewilding America. Agenda 21 rules and regulations will end private land ownership as well as private land use. Read and study this booklet to learn why smart growth is anything but smart. Henry doesn't just tell us the bad stuff. He has a plan for fighting and stopping the takedown of America. Order now. Send $7.50 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. It's sustainable freedom for me. Send $7.50 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
A Moment from a Founding Father. Perpetual debt. Thomas Jefferson warned us of this. We must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. The U.S. lives on debt. Our fiat money is nothing more than IOUs, promissory notes. A genius crime. Over 100 years ago, Congress relinquished their duty to manage our economy and currency to a non-related government outsider, the Federal Reserve. Congress also decided to put the burden of income tax on we, the people. Life in America changed. Today, the taxes we pay are a substantial percentage of our personal incomes. The Federal Reserve controls the economy and currency by debt, and thus debt became accepted rather than rejected. Thomas Jefferson's warning, we must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. Rulers, D.C. occupiers, elected officials, career politicians, the two-party system is now a monopoly. Congress is corrupt. We the people must demand Congress to stop the perpetual debt. 202-224-3121. Make your voice heard.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
Get a two-pack of my pillow premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or call 1-800-978-6168. Use promo code BethAnn.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world is MyPillow.com.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm chuckling here. If you're listening on Facebook, you see a lot of antics during the show, the commercial time. My husband and I walk around the park in the evenings a lot of times, and I'll get started on something, and I'm pointing my finger, and he says, you need to stop that. People probably thinking you're too telling me off, you know. And Rudy and I carry on a conversation about what we're going to do later in the day. And I noticed I'm pointing my pen and everything, and I said, they're all probably thinking I'm chewing Rudy out, but I am not chewing Rudy out. We're just discussing what we're going to do. And I'm getting serious about the things we need to find and what we need to do. Anyway, I chased a rabbit there. So we're going to come back. We're going to bring it back, and we're going to go to Larry in Missouri. He wants to talk about Baltimore a little bit. Larry, how are you today?
Oh, okay, Beth. First, I wanted to answer your question about the people with red, yellow. I think that was an old Ray Stevens song.
What was that?
I think that was an old Ray Stevens song.
But I missed what you said about the song.
About the color of the people, red, yellow.
Oh, well, he might have done one, but there was a song when I was a little baby, when I was just a little kid, and we learned that in Sunday school and Bible school, you know. Jesus loves the little children of the world. Yeah, he might have redone it, but it goes back farther than Ray Stevens.
Yeah, probably. Anyway, I think a lot of this because of these illegal drug pushers. Back in the 80s and 90s, the FBI had big raids out in Baltimore because the pushers, they could make $1,000 a day just selling illegal drugs, and you couldn't get a decent job that would pay $1,000 a day, so it's just been taken over by the drug pushers, and a lot of people have been shot and killed, and like I said, they had raids in the 80s and 90s, and it's still going on, I guess.
Well, you know, drugs are a big part of the problem. They're just a symptom of the real problem.
They make way more money than that way than, you know, having a good-paying job.
But drugs is just a symptom of the problem. It's lacking in our spiritual faith here in the United States of America that was supposed to be a Christian nation and still is. There's still a few of us out there. We're fighting. We're like drowning, going down on the third round, but I know we've got to win because we've already read the end of the story. Yeah. Thank you, Larry. What's that?
A lot of people try to make it, you know, having a decent job, but a lot of the pushers just pushed them out of Detroit, and it's all about the same way. You know,
it's a mess.
A job, you know, pay enough, and...
All right. I don't disagree with you. I appreciate it, Larry. Thank you. You know, Bernie called it like a third world country. I think those are socialist countries on a lot of them. And I guess he's calling them, without saying the word, what President Donald Trump called those third world countries. Oh, was that a year and a half ago? And he took all kinds of guff for that. But that's what they are. It's not who they are. It's what they've turned out to be. There's no reason for America to have Baltimore like it is, or Detroit like it is, or the cities in Los Angeles or San Francisco or even in Kansas City and St. Louis. We've got areas that you don't want to drive down there. And so does New York. You don't want to go down in that district. You're liable to get shot. It has nothing to do with the color of anybody. It has everything to do with the evil in their hearts and the fact that they have been left hungry. Hungry for food. Hungry for jobs. Hungry for God. They're empty. People who go in and shoot innocent people, there was no excuse in shooting a 6-year-old. None. Not one. We're going to go to the phone lines again. We have Neil from Missouri. Neil, how are you today?
Oh, doing all right. Just staying in the dry. It's raining here.
Yeah, it has here, too, this morning.
Yeah, what made this country great to begin with was that the colonies, now I've seen the microfiche of the original laws of all 13 colonies.
Mm-hmm.
The original documents, of course, the type of paper they were, written on, 100 years ago, that stuff fell apart. But before it did, this microfiche technology came along. That was the predecessor to microfilm. I don't know if you're familiar with microfiche, but it's a plastic card with the document photographed and so small that you have to have a large magnifier in order to bring it up to read the pages. And I knew a guy, this must have been 25, 30 years ago, and I met him at one of our church gatherings, and I sat up all night with this guy, and he was going through showing me all the colonies and what they, because he had a microfiche reader, and he had a copy of the microfiche. Now, the historical societies that had these things were going to destroy them, but somebody filed suit on them and was able to get copies made of them and distributed around the United States. He has since died, and I don't have any idea what happened to those, but they showed you what the colonies, what their laws were. Every single law in every single colony was cited chapter and verse out of the Bible. They were using the Bible as their law book. That's what gave them the moral authority and the moral fortitude to stand up against the Teutonic King, you know, who is forcing Teutonic rule upon this country. And that's what made this country great. Now, why have we gone back into bondage? Because the people have turned their backs on that law.
You're right.
What did Christ say? He said, "The truth shall make you free." And what is the biblical definition of truth? You'll find it in Psalms 119, verse 142. God's law is the truth. Now, until this country turns, until the people of this country go back to living by those laws and start telling these politicians and these judges and these attorneys to stick their satanic rules and regulations in their ear, I mean, when you walk into a courtroom in this country, you better have that Bible in your hand. You throw it down and say, if it ain't in here, it ain't law. And that black robe priest of Baal sitting up there has got no business telling a Christian what to do. So this is the only way. This is the only way historically. You know, if you look through the Bible, what is the Bible? It's a history of the Israelite people and what God did for them when they obeyed his law and what he did
and
to them. They didn't obey it.
Well, we definitely have had a falling away of him and his laws. The people have just turned their backs. And when we do that, we're going to see things like this shooting. These people are totally lost. And we can blame it on the drugs they take, but why are they taking the drugs? Why are they to that point in their lives that they think they need that crutch or that particular thing instead of God?
Well, yeah, that's a major violation right there. You know, it's a death penalty offense to be a sorcerer. All these drug companies that are out that are manufacturing all these artificial drugs and pushing them on people, they're all sorcerers.
Absolutely. All right. I've got to hurry because I've got one more caller. Appreciate it, Neil. Thank you. We have Tom from North Carolina. Tom, how are you doing? Or South Carolina, I'm sorry. How are you doing, Tom? Didn't mean to offend you there.
Okay, we're doing good here. I like to think of ways to phrase things and about standing up. If we don't stand up, we're going to be walked on until there's nothing left but footprints.
You're right.
So this is kind of happening, and I kind of like to shame people sometimes for buying too much at Walmart. They're funding China, and it's undercutting any kind of local business. It's a shame that people can't see beyond the cheese and the trout.
Oh, wow. Yeah, absolutely.
That is one thing that I encourage people to do. It's something I've been doing for about 3 years now since Scalia was killed. I've been standing on the road downtown and up at the Capitol sometimes with a sign. And my latest sign is private property, yes, socialism, no. And on the other side, it says USA, yes, UN, no. And I've been surprised, pleasantly surprised at how many beep beeps and waves I get.
Oh, awesome. Well, I hear the music. Thank you for that. You know, that is standing up, and we need to be bolder. You know,
well,
we do need to be bolder.
And I think people are disappointed when they ride by that intersection and I'm not there. I'll be there all the time.
It's your calling, isn't it? Thank you, Tom. I appreciate it.
It's, you know, it's encouraging people, trying to get them to see that you can do this. You as an individual can do something. But you have to
Absolutely. Have. We're headed into break. I got to do that, though. Thank you so much, Tom. He's right. We can do something, and we will, and we will be right back. You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brush Strokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's a great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-388-3888. 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code Bethann and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home. Keep your food fresh and save money with VacuPack. Don't just wrap it, vacuum pack it. Tom Dolder of the Professional Marketing Group offers superior vacuum sealers. Their signature unit, VacuPack Elite, has proven the test of time and will outlast and outperform similar units on the market today. Store items such as coins, collectibles, pictures, silver, or copper with no tarnish, no freezer burn, no moldy cheese. Lessen your food waste by 90%. VacuPack protects your food and items from oxidation, mold, and freezer burn. Every unit they sell has an in-house warranty. Plus, Tom offers repair servicing and all accessories. Their motto, if we can't fix it, we don't sell it. Tom Dolder has been providing the best vacuum sealers in the industry for many years. Give Tom a call at 1-800-227-3769 and visit his website, vacupack.com. That's VACUPack.com. Don't just wrap it, vacuum pack it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. But up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 1-800-978-6168 and use the promo code Bethann to get 30% off plus free shipping. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Bethann. I'm not going to take calls in the final segment today. I'm going to stop doing that because I run out of time and I'm not able to close the show as I feel I should. You know, yesterday was a tragedy. I just got back home knowing I had to get to work. You know, my husband was laughing about it. He says, yeah, Sunday night starts work for a lot of people, not just me. And he said he was that way. He just recently retired. He said, I would start Sunday evening thinking what's going to take place the rest of the week. Who do I need to line up in the way of subcontractors and this and that and that and this? Well, I start, like I told you before, I take a little break from the news on the weekend. And this weekend was a break in many ways because I wasn't even home. But I turned it on last night to watch Mark Levin. I knew he was going to have a good show, or I thought I knew it anyway. And immediately it was interrupted with the breaking news of the shooter in Gilroy, California, a small community. And this festival takes place kind of in a wooded area, like a lot of the festivals do. You know, they set up there. And these guys snuck in the back door without permission, with intense intentions of doing violence. Did you catch what I said? They snuck in the back door. They cut the fence. They don't know what they used to cut it with, but that makes a difference to me. But they cut the fence, and they snuck in. They didn't come through the front door. Normally, these festivals, a lot of them, you have a little due you pay when you come in, or you at least get a little bracelet or something that, you know. No, they snuck in the back door with intentions of doing evil. Now, we're in a great big debate over immigration with people sneaking in the back door, climbing over fences instead of cutting them. They can't cut these fences, so they pole vault them. They throw their children over the fence. They throw someone else's children over the fence. And the Democrat Party would say, they're just looking for a better way of life. No, they're not. Are they looking to join America in Baltimore? Do they want to settle around the collapsing rural America county seats? What happened to Baltimore? What happened to Detroit? What happened? The scripture tells us you always have poor with you. That's the way of life. The rhetoric and the hate in this nation is being perpetrated deliberately to destroy the bond of the American people. You're allowing them to break up your family. Well, President Trump had a victory. I did see that. That was Friday evening. I saw that come in on a tweet. And the Supreme Court ruled that, yes, he can use that money to secure the borders from the military funding to build a fence. Let me tell you what the Democrat liberals think, how they think. Now, we barely mentioned this Friday, I think. I had it set here, so I didn't print this new today. But Bette Midler was under fire, and she ended up deleting her racist tweet. But she had a picture of the rally, the last rally the president was in, and there were several people of color behind him. And she wanted to know how much they'd paid them to be there. What a slap in the face to those brothers and sisters that they can't think for themselves unless they're paid to do it. She deleted the tweet, the little twit. Anyway, I shouldn't have said that. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez mentions that Puerto Rico's independence from what? Corruption? Puerto Rico is a territory. I thought they wanted to become a state. The Democrats were upset. They didn't think the president did enough to help them after the hurricane. We sent all this stuff down there. It took longer to get there. It's not like you can just cross the border from Missouri to Kansas. And their elected officials were corrupt. And they took it and distributed it amongst their friends for favors. That's what happened to Puerto Rico. And the people are angry. And they have every reason to be angry. They have every reason to want independence from their corrupt government. And Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, that's what we the people want. We don't want socialism. We want out of your clutches and your stupidity and your lies, yours and Bernie Sanders, that would have us all become Baltimore. All of us would become Detroit if you had your way. I'm running out of time. I'll have to share this another day. I have something I'm going to share with you that was sent to me by a listener. It was a beautiful written letter to me. And then I have something that I wanted to share. What did the Ku Klux Klan, the labor movement, Students for Democratic Society, the Weathermen, Occupy Wall Street, and congressional shooters James T. Hodgkinson have in common? The answer is they all emerged from the murky depths of leftist politics, and all have a history of violence associated with politics. He's talking about Antifa and the KKK. The Democrats would have you believe just about anything except the truth. They want you to believe Planned Parenthood should be giving free, that America should be giving free abortions to all illegal immigrants that come in here. What, you want us to fix the males too? Come on, what's up with this? They want you to pay for it. You don't believe in it, but they want you to pay for it. And you're a son of a gun if you don't think you should kill babies. And you're a son of a gun if you think you should kill murderers like those who would go in to Gilroy. Snip the fence, walk in there with guns, and kill six-year-olds and innocent people. No, they don't deserve the death penalty. Yes, they do. Well, one already had it. America, what happened? What happened to America? The land, the home, and the free of the land of the free and the home of the brave? Well, we forgot our God. So let's bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSE Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csetalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.